All right. Well, our second part of our special report focusing on National Profit Day is bringing in someone who has been the beneficiary of services and support from CEDF and now works in a for-profit environment, providing consultations to things like nonprofits, municipalities, and mission-driven organizations, strengthening capacity to secure funding and grow with intention. Takia Green is founder and CEO of Divine Strategic Solutions. We are going to be back with her after this quick word from our friends at Bethel, Connecticut Pride. Bethel Pride is hosting a foraging hike in collaboration with the Bethel Land Trust at 1 p.m. next Sunday, August 23rd, at the Frank Preserve on Plum Trees Road. Join mushroom expert Danielle as she leads your forest frolic. This 1 to 2 mile hike includes frequent stops to look at fungi and other woodland curios. Don't forget to wear sturdy shoes, bring water, and be prepared for natural trails. Leash dogs are welcome, but liability waivers must be signed to attend. Get all the info on this activity and more at the Bethel Connecticut Pride Facebook page or at BethelCTPride.com. All right, Takia, here we go. The adventure of radio. Welcome to the program, and congratulations on this great success that you're seeing. It's so interesting, you know. You enter into a venture or an experience with an organization like CEDF, and you think maybe that you're putting gas in the tank, but then you emerge from that experience with like this magical fuel injection, jet fuel, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself.
Absolutely. So I am Takia Green, and I am the founder and owner of Divine Strategic Solutions. We are based in now Trumbull, Connecticut, but we'll be moving to Shelton, Connecticut, actually September 1st. So I really came into this industry for the nonprofit sector and really wanted to help organizations not just do great work, but actually build strong organizations behind that work. And honestly, service has truly always been a part of who I am, and my grandparents played a huge role in that. Growing up, I watched them serve and continuously give back to their community, and I truly think that at such a young age, that really truly shaped how I look at service and the work that I do today. So in a lot of ways, this work is truly personal for me.
Oh, that's wonderful. Why, in your experience, both in what you learned in your ramp up to finding this Divine Strategic Solutions organization, why do you find so many nonprofits struggle to secure funding when there appears to be such a vast network of granting organizations, possible public-private partnerships, municipal partnerships, codependent partnerships with other nonprofits? What makes it so hard for folks who may want to strike out like yourself and form a nonprofit to get funding?
Absolutely. That's a great question. And there are really, truly so many reasons. But the biggest reason I think and I tell people is funding doesn't really create strong organizations. Strong organizations attract funding. So everyone wants to jump to the next grant, and I get it. Funding is so important. It's critical for the organizations. And I'll have a ton of organizations come to me and say, Takia, you know, we need grants. And I'll say, okay, are you ready for grants, though? Because there's a huge, huge difference. It really takes thinking outside of the box and asking the right questions. So can the organization clearly explain what it does? Are there outcomes? Can you show your impact? And also, do you have the capacity to manage that money? And what's the plan? Sometimes it isn't the grant that's first needed. So our organization does a lot of work with helping those organizations get into the position so that when those funding opportunities come, they're actually competitive.
Yeah, Takiya, you've really hit the nail on the head here, because as I've been engaged in both nonprofit, for-profit, and municipal work in my years, along with broadcasting, I've learned that, you know, getting the grant is sort of the easy part if you qualify. Mm-hmm. It's the administrative follow-up that is often unanticipated and can end up not crashing the opportunity necessarily, but making that nonprofit maybe think twice, because man, it's just so hard to run this train once you get it.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to do everything that you said you were going to do for that grant. So in the application, and then there's all these reporting requirements. So it, as much work as it took to get the grant, it's twice as much to sustain it.
Mm. And maybe your organization has a really talented grant writer, and you've started off and you've gotten your first grant, and it was a simple process. So then you're going to go out for a second one that's a little bit bigger. Maybe it's with a state or federal or government organization. And then all of a sudden, the qualifications criteria has expanded, and you have to fulfill a lot of different types of prerequisites and approvals to be able to take that grant.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. The sector is ever changing. So I always tell my organizations, don't get too comfortable. Especially right now, organizations are being asked to do more. Community needs are constantly growing, and the funding landscape is extremely competitive.
So if you could give any nonprofit one piece of advice based on your education and experience, what would it be?
Ooh, it would simply be to invest in the organization. And I know that is extremely hard for nonprofits, because the instinct is always to put everything into the programs and the community. Of course, that is absolutely important. But who's investing in the organization that's actually delivering those programs? The staff needs support. The board needs development. The organizations need good systems. And there has to be a strategy. I always say this every single day. Don't wait until something is on fire to decide you need capacity building. Do it while things are going well, so you're actually prepared when the growth comes.
Very good. So as you're working with organizations through your company, what are some of the biggest trends you're seeing in the nonprofit world that are related to our conversation?
So definitely right now, the competitiveness of the funding landscape, just, being prepared. Working together with organizations, funders are really wanting to see more collaborations versus silos. So that's definitely a changing trend in this climate right now. So I think just being open to anything right now and being open to shift and pivot as needed.
You know, what's funny, I think a lot of grantors and organizations or individuals who work for organizations that oversee grant applications, it's kind of like the teacher in school, and all the students think that they're coming up with the great idea, the greatest idea on earth for the first time, and the teacher's seen every trick in the book. Where do you come down on AI? Because I would imagine grantors want to see very human, personable, and individualized storytelling in their applications. Would you say that falling back on AI to do the heavy lifting in a grant application is maybe not a good idea?
Definitely. I mean, If you already have the programs and you already have the ideas, you can use AI to assist, but it shouldn't be used to tell the story in the full plans or anything like that. And funders can tell. Some of them are doing screenings for AI. So you really have to already have all of that stuff, you know, planned out. And that's really where our organization comes in, because we always say the work and the planning starts long before the grant application.
Very good. We started with this special report with CEDF. You are a CEDF success story. Talk to us a little bit about how they've supported your business.
Absolutely. Yes. CEDF has been truly amazing. And what I really appreciate about CEDF is that it hasn't been just like, here's some funding, good luck. They've truly supported the holistic aspect of me being a business owner. So having access to business advising, workshops, media training, which clearly comes in handy, i.e. today.
Clearly paying off, I might add.
Absolutely, yes. And opportunities to connect with other entrepreneurs. And I truly have to shout out my business advisor, who has been a godsend, truly amazing. You know, being an entrepreneur.
You can say the name.
Oh, yes. Oh, Fernando Ferrari.
Yes, Fernando.
Yes. Being an entrepreneur can sometimes be very lonely and isolating. You're making all the decisions all day, every day. And sometimes you just need somebody who understands the business to say, okay, have you thought about this? And having that sounding board has truly been transformative for me.
Mm. Can you think of either one of the coaching encounters or one of the educational moments in your time with CEDF that really, really kind of filled a kind of an empty area of knowledge or expertise on your part?
Absolutely, yes. So Fernanda and I were having our coaching session. She came in person, and we were just brainstorming. I needed assistance with like audit and setting up some systems. And I have it till this day, a whiteboard in my office. And she wrote all of these processes on that board. And I look at it every single day. And it has been extremely helpful. I actually ended up building out all of those programs and systems. So it has truly been transformative.
Mm. We've talked a lot about how your company works with nonprofits, but municipalities are a whole different animal, because they add a whole nother layer sometimes of demands and procedures and protocols over what a nonprofit organization might need to do to fulfill their municipal charter requirements or statute. Just take a minute to talk to folks who work in municipal operations in our listening audience and let them know how you specifically address the unique animal that is a municipality.
Absolutely. So working with municipalities, like you said, is definitely a bit different than the traditional nonprofit organization. So we support them in some of the same ways, definitely, because we tell our nonprofit organizations that they should be running their organizations like a business. So the municipalities, it's very similar. You know, they have their staff, they have all of those things. So when we do work with them, it's a little bit different, but for the most part, it's really the same.
Very good. Takiya Green is the founder and CEO of Divine Strategic Solutions. You'll soon find them in Shelton, but you could also find them right now at divineconsultingct.com, right, Takiya?
Yes, that is correct.
Very good. I thank you for your time this morning and all your great advice, and we appreciate you also helping CEDF and helping folks understand how that organization can help them. So have a great day and appreciate you. Thank you.